A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Inside Sources. Inside Sources with Boyd Matheson.
It's time for one of those crucial conversations. A lot of our military veterans struggle with mental health after returning home from service. Veteran suicide, we know, is a serious issue. Are these suicides being underreported from our veterans? A new study says yes. We need to figure out what's going on. Most importantly, what can we do better to help the veterans in our community? We have always said that we need to make sure that those we send into harm's way or those who are defending our freedom have all the resources they need to accomplish the mission. And when they come home, they have everything they need to move forward. It's such a critical part of that. And someone who's been highlighting the need for what we do on the backside of that for our veterans, Holly Richardson, of course, editor of Utah Policy, columnist for the Deseret News. And she wrote a powerful piece for Deseret.com talking about this very issue of underreporting of veteran suicides. Holly, thanks for joining us today.
It's my pleasure.
So give us some of the findings. What are we learning? Where are we as it comes as it relates to veteran suicides?
Yeah, I think one of the issues that we're facing is how do you actually count a suicide? So the VA actually released a report. Both of these reports came out in September, but the VA's report said that suicides have dropped among veterans, and they're down to, quote, about 17 a day, which is still really high. But the other group, which is America's Warrior Partnership, they started looking at census death data, and they found the suicide rate was 24 per day, which is still higher. But then they started looking at what we would consider high-risk behaviors. They call it self-injury mortality. And those are people who continue to engage in really high-risk behaviors that are likely to lead to a premature death. And they are found 20 additional deaths per day, which ends up at 44 a day, which is considerably higher than the 17 that the VA found.
Yeah, and so let's dig into that just a little bit in terms of what that behavior looks like and what that impact is.
Yeah, so one of the things that they found is of those 20 per day, about 80% were overdoses. So whether someone is struggling with addiction, and it could be opiates, it could be other things, but what they found is of these additional 20, 80% were deaths related to overdoses, but they're being reported as accidents. So an accidental overdose, no suicide note left behind. In fact, I think I put in my article that if they are overdosing and they're using heroin, drinking alcohol, and they're depressed and they leave a note, then it's labeled as suicide. But if they're depressed and injecting heroin and drinking alcohol but didn't leave a note, then it's labeled an accident. Mm. And this America Warrior Project, they're not saying that the VA is doing anything wrong. They're just saying they needed to widen what they look at and the numbers that they're looking at so that veterans can get better help.
Yeah.
Sooner.
So important. And that's one of the things you always do for us, Holly, is help us bring it from that broad brush down to what's happening here at home. What's happening in the state of Utah? How do we fall in all of this?
So unfortunately, Utah is higher than the national average in suicides overall, and we're higher than the national average for veterans overall. So these are reported slightly differently. So it's per 100,000, but the veteran suicide rate is 31.7 veterans per 100,000. But in Utah, that number is 49.6.
Wow.
So an additional 18 veterans are committing suicide than out of the general population, out of 100,000.
All right. And let's get to that crucial point now. What are we doing? What do we need to do better when it comes to our veterans?
So one of the things that we can do better, I think, is just as people, right, as normal people who care, is we can start to ask questions. And I think sometimes people have this idea that if you ask someone, are you thinking of taking your own life? I'm worried about you.
Yeah.
That you're going to give them the idea. And we know that that's not actually true. And so asking people can really help. There's definitely a movement to educating people. We're saying if there's a lot of suicides are impulse driven. And so if you can separate a lethal method from the person who's having this impulse, that can save lives. There's, we know we have Safe UT as a regular app, especially for our at least our high school students. But we also have a Safe UTNG, which is for Utah National Guard. And so those are specific counselors on staff 24/7 to be able to talk to veterans, but also their families and loved ones who might be struggling or who might see a veteran who's struggling. So Utah is also engaged in a national. It's a competition, but it's really to say, how can we step up what we're doing in our state? And so Utah's engaged in that as well.
So important. And just a reminder that Safe UTNG National Guard app is designed to do that for both Guard people who have been in the Guard, are in the Guard, and for their families. I appreciate you pointing that out, Holly, as well. Yeah. Anything else that we should be looking at or thinking about in terms of that conversation? This is when we've all got to lean into in a really big way.
Well, we now have a national hotline. It's 988. Veteran-specific can push 1 after they call 988, and they can get veteran-specific help. But I think as we move into October, actually, it's Suicide Awareness Month, and it's really an important conversation to have. I just saw a new study that just was released today, not specific to veterans, but saying the suicide rate did increase during the pandemic, and we were afraid that that would happen. But we need to have conversations where we say, look, we're saying we want gun locks because we want to be able to keep veterans safe, or that you have a conversation that says, I want to make sure that anything you could use to harm yourself is out of the way if you need immediate care, right? Yeah. Immediate crisis intervention, and that people know who to call and what to do, and not just say, well, I was really uncomfortable because I thought there was something off, but I didn't really know what to say. Right. It's okay to ask. It's okay to say, are you doing okay? I'm worried about you.
Yeah, so important. Dr. Holly Richardson, of course, is the editor of Utah Policy, columnist for the Deseret News, and she's penned a great piece, as always, to get us thinking just a little bit different in terms of what we're doing with our veterans, especially as it relates to suicide. Dr. Richardson, thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
All right. This is one of those that we all have to lean in. And if you're listening today, and if you are a veteran, and if you are struggling, it is time to reach out. Don't do this alone. Don't try to fight it alone. You have an army around you of people who are there to help. And whether you're going onto the Safe UTNG app, whether you're calling 988, whether you're texting a friend or calling a loved one, do not do this alone, because you're not alone. We care about you, and we need you in the game. And if you know someone in your life who is struggling, who's having either some of that self-destructive behavior, or whether they're ruminating in a dark place, it's up to every one of us, every single one of us. We have opportunities to reach out and make a difference, and let's do that today, especially for our women and men in uniform, those who are serving, those who have served. It's time to link and lock arms and move forward in life, in opportunity, in happiness and joy together. And so stick around. We need you in the game. All right, we'll step aside for bottom of the hour news. More to come on Inside Sources here on KSL News Radio. We'll be right back.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.